Hi, I'm Kurt Watt with Reliable Insurance, reminding you that it's a beautiful day in Lafayette, Indiana.
Greater Lafayette has tremendous civic and business leaders who are rising up and working to help those who might be struggling during these uncertain times. In response to the current coronavirus crisis, every day at noon, we're taking a break from the music to highlight what these leaders are doing to keep our community bond strong.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the Q-munity. My name is Jim Stone, and joining me from Franciscan Health is Dr. Shahid Hassan. He's a pulmonologist.
Well, I'm also, pulmonologist means I'm a lung specialist or a chest specialist. And not only that, I'm also trained critical care specialist. We are ICU specialists.
When somebody gets COVID-19, coronavirus causes COVID-19, what happens to their lungs? What's the process that happens?
As you know, this virus is a sister virus of previous cold viruses. You know, the coronaviruses cause common cold a bunch of time. But, you know, we have had a serious infection with SARS, if you recall, and I think it was in 2003.
SARS and MERS, I believe, was another one.
MERS, yeah, in the past. And this is kind of sister virus of those. It starts with maybe a cold-like symptom, then people may start to develop a little sore throat and headaches and body aches, like a flu-like symptom. It is a typical flu-like symptoms. But some people may just have a little sniffle and barely have any symptoms, and they heal up, you know. But it can progress. It can progress to increasing dry cough and then shortness of breath, and of course, when that is happening, they start to develop high-grade fevers. That's when it's a sign of real progression of the disease.
As it goes along, what actually goes on inside our lungs? I mean, I've heard about pneumonia as one thing. Is this a larger pneumonia?
Yes. So when this, the port of entry of this virus is our nose, and then it goes to, of course, to our throat, and then into the lungs. As we inhale any of these droplet or particles, you know, in the air with these viruses, they go, obviously, since inhaling, it's not going to one lung, it is going to both lungs. Then it causes inflammation in the lung that will cause cough, and then it can extend into the deep portions of the lung where it is involving the lung. We use the term lung parenchyma or proper lung, you know, it can cause a pneumonia, generally on both sides. And it's more in the periphery, interestingly, than the other pneumonias, but we see in at least in patients who are developing this disease that it involves both lungs and maybe start in the lower lobes when it progresses on the upper lobes too. And it's more peripheral pneumonia, which is not generally central. It is more, I've used the term ground glass densities and consolidation. That's how it's like, you know, grind the grass, you know, ground the glass, what you call it. That's how ground glass densities we termed, you know, to give the haziness in the x-ray. Haziness is what is showing there's some kind of pneumonitis or inflammation going in the lung.
When it comes to this coronavirus, there's all sorts of different levels. Some people get very slight symptoms. Some people get very, very serious conditions. Is there any permanent damage done to the lungs from this, no matter what level you are with this coronavirus?
Well, studies are being done, and I have seen sets of a few hundred patients, and some of them, they started with this pneumonia and their lungs completely recovered, and some of them progressed on, particularly when they end up on a respirator, that they could develop extreme infection and extreme inflammation of the lung. Healing up from those who survive, some of them have recovered completely. Some of them are left with scarring in the lung. Surviving that, chances are, hopefully, it would be not you know, as much, but we are seeing a fair number of patients who develop this.
Dr. Shahid Hassan is our guest talking about COVID-19. Over the past month, how has this virus changed your life?
It has tremendously changed my life. Number one, I am very tired, of course, because we are working very long hours, and we are constantly reading and trying to learn about this virus and any new treatment strategy we can do to help our patients. The family life is, of course, very affected because of this. I go home late, of course, and I am socially distancing myself from my family, you know, my kids and my wife. In fact, in the last week or so, I have tried to sleep in the guest bedroom because I'm not sure I'm I've been exposed, and will I develop any symptoms? And so far, thank God, I'm doing better, and I'm trying to take all the precautions that have been recommended by the CDC and our healthcare authorities. Obviously, I feel more lonely because I go home, I can't talk much, and I'm trying to keep it at a distance, you know, and sleeping in another room, then getting up and in the morning and going to work. And so that has socially, obviously, affected me tremendously. And of course, there is a fear in the family, and, I'm not as scared, but of course, psychologically, anyone would feel, you know, that there is a risk. They're going to run into taking care of sick people.
We hear about the shortage of personal protection equipment out there. Are you seeing any of that, or do we have everything that we need in this area at this point in time to cover us through this?
At this point in time, I think we are doing well, and our hospital administration is making all the efforts to conserve and provide us with the equipment that is necessary to take care of this patient, of these patients. So I am quite happy and satisfied. I think that I am protecting myself and my staff. And as more data comes out and as more recommendations come out, we keep moving along, you know, to protect our staff. And so far, we don't have shortage, I would say, but we are conserving, but we are afraid. When the volume goes up, we could get short. And for that matter, we are trying all the ways to conserve. And basically, if we could sterilize the mask, for example, N95 mask again, for example, we are able to do so. And now we have the equipment coming in, and we will be doing that to protect that as well. So we don't have to waste the mask, and we can reuse it. And similarly, be sterile, you know, to provide whatever we are offering.
Excuse the analogy. I know weathermen get really excited when bad weather rolls in. It's what they love. It's kind of what they live for, is weather. Is this something that you not that you look forward to, but that you're a doctor and you live for stuff like this to help people this way?
I would say coronavirus, this COVID-19, I would say, is healthcare workers' nightmare. I mean, this is the thing we never expected, and we expect it'll be a mild flu or something. We'll get over it. But as we are hearing the number of cases in New York and other big cities, we all are very preoccupied with all the time with what is happening and what's going to happen next. So I have never seen this in my lifetime, and my colleagues who've been in practice for 50 years, and my patients, you know, who are survivors of World War II and all that stuff, you know, I've been talking to them, and they say, man, we have never seen or heard this thing, of, thing of this magnitude. This is a challenge we have to fight. I honestly want to say that when I go to work, it is like going to, I can imagine the soldiers going on in the war, you know, how they're feeling. And we're going to work, we're going to see sick patients, there'll be challenges to take care of them. It's like a war, fighting this disease.
Thank you so much for doing what you do, and all your staff, because I know I can say Dr. Shahid Hassan, but I know there's a whole staff that walks in there with you.
Thank you so much, and I really appreciate the public support and public listening to us about this isolation. And I know it's hard, and we are all going through the same thing, but that's the only way to protect the community and ride this over for a period of time so that till we eliminate this organism.
Dr. Shahid Hassan from Franciscan Health on today's Q-munity.
Hi, I'm Kurt Watt with Reliable Insurance, reminding you that it's a beautiful day in Lafayette, Indiana.